their beloved 0-16 Browns. Tomorrow, the city will kick off a perfect season parade honoring a football season devoid of a single victory. They're going to march around First Energy Stadium in downtown Cleveland with pride wounded, but heads held high. Let's be frank, this has been an awful run for the Browns and their fans. 31 over the last 2 years, more presidents than wins for the Browns over the last 2 years. But you know who won big this season? Paper bags. It was the mask of choice for a number of Browns fans. Chances are we'll see a few more at the parade this weekend.
Man, I couldn't stop laughing all day today. I was out with my daughter. You know, I usually take her out to do things. I can't stop laughing. I think this is so epic, man. The Browns fans having a parade to celebrate their 0-16 season. I mean, how awesome is that? And you know that's, you know, who would have thunk of that, right? I mean, who would have thunk that having a miserable season like that? Hey, you know, I'm a Bucks fan, so you know, Browns fans, if you're listening to this, I feel you. I mean, we went through that run before Tony Dungy. I mean, we were you guys, okay? I mean, we were the first 0-16 team, you know, and you know, well, actually, we're 0-14. I think at that time we only had 14 games, and the Lions went in, you know, and anointed us. As you can see, I just can't help myself. This stuff is so funny to me because I get it. You know, from the brown paper bags, this is like amping up that frustration. it's just saying to the Cleveland Browns, hey guys, you guys stunk it up. And we're not happy about it. And we're going to go ahead and have this celebration in front of the stadium. You know? It was so funny because even the Browns acknowledged it. They gave an official statement and said something like, we greatly appreciate the passion of all our fans. And we apologize to them for not making 2017 an enjoyable season. We certainly hear them and understand the frustration, obviously. We want the same thing as our fans, winning results. We are committed to doing everything we can to improve and build them to the type of team they most certainly deserve. Man, it was like 3,200 fans getting in front of the stadium. And then the players were having an issue with it. Before I go into any of that, man, you got to understand the history of the Browns, that they were essentially on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl. They took in Belichick. He was kind of building the foundation from the ground. And he, you know, at that time he was coaching with Parcells over in New York. They got him. He was turning things around. I want to say that season they went like 10-6, the shortened season before they went on strike. And I don't know what happened with the politics in Cleveland, but the owner, he did a last minute ditch effort to get the heck out of town and leave the team, and then take the team with him. He wasn't happy. I don't know if it was because he didn't get a stadium or what have you, but he took out, right? And, oh, man, and you know, he could take the team, but he couldn't take the colors. He couldn't take the rights. But, man, that team obviously ended up being the Ravens with Ray Lewis and company and ended up winning a Super Bowl. I mean, that was Cleveland's Super Bowl right there, guys. And, obviously, you see all these documentaries on it and all that good stuff. So, but, yeah, I mean, you know, they had to start from scratch. And here they are, you know, burning through GMs. I think they had like a GM. It was out of Harvard. They had another guy that was a baseball guy. It's like, you know, the things they're doing over there is pretty epically bad. And, you know, my favorite Cleveland Brown image that I love, it's like they have the Tim Couch. Because Tim Couch was the first draft pick they got, I believe, when they were reintroduced to the league. And Tim Couch was the number one pick. It was a quarterback out of Kentucky. And if you ever see that jersey, it's infamous because they scratch Couch off of it. And then it has like this extended cloth on it. And it shows all the names of the quarterbacks that have been in Cleveland and scratched off. I want to say the list is up to 28. But you got to love it. They're just taking this losing season in stride. You know, you Detroit Lions fans, you have nothing on Cleveland, I'll tell you that. This passion and the way they're doing things, and you see these parades, all these pictures. It's like undefeated preseason champs. You know, I'm with stupid. One guy's holding a sign. The other guy's like a season ticket holder. The last time the Browns won is a picture of one of those inflated dinosaurs. He's holding the number one, you know, the little hand thing. I just can't stop laughing the whole time, man. I was out with my daughter, and I'm laughing just randomly looking at all this stuff. And people are looking at me. I just think it's so awesome. I really do, man. I mean, that's a real passionate fans. And then, you know, the problem that I have is some of the players is having an issue with it. And they're talking about, oh, it's a joke. You're not a fan if you're out there celebrating 0-16. Buddy, cut me a break. You're the product of that. That's essentially them showing up to the games and booing you. Right, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Just giving you a one final last boo to remember what kind of season you gave the fans. And that's the thing. I'm okay with the fans saying you suck, saying you're not good, you're terrible. I think that as fans, we have a right to say that because we're paying, we're investing our time into watching this product, into being entertained. And when you don't feel they're producing or competing, and 0-16, I don't care how you cut it. That's not doing anything at all. I mean, we've known teams that have been way worse in the past that at least win 2 or 3 games. So 0-16 is not something to to, you know, think it's a very easy feat to do. It's very hard. And you guys did it. Congratulations. And I don't blame the fans at all. I'm excited. You know, that lets me know as a fan myself that, you know, that's a fan base. That's pretty awesome to think that. To just be that frustrated and want those guys to win so bad, you're doing something to embarrass them to the point where they're going to remember that. And hoping that they take that parade and all these funny ass images, man. It's just, I'm telling you, just Google or just go to the sports reports. I mean, I saw another one where they had Santa Claus on top of the car, and it said in the back, "Bad Santa, 0-16. I mean, you got to take these things in stride. And I just think as a football fan, I can relate with these guys in Cleveland, man. These guys just love their Cleveland Browns. I'm telling you, I mean, Cleveland Cavaliers won a championship. That's cool. That's great. But the Cleveland Indians, okay, you know, they went. But the Browns, that's the equivalent of the Cubs. I mean, that whole town was shut down for a couple of days from the hangover. They would have it, and I don't blame them at all. But yeah, I mean, all these things that are I'm seeing from the parade, I think it's awesome. I love it. Again, I mean, this is something that all of us NFL fans, we got to see at least the Browns do better, right? I mean, we want to see them do well. They deserve that. I mean, the way they were done with that team, And Mordell just trying to pull a sneaky Dickens, how we call it out here in Naples, out there, put the powers, meaning that you know, you're hanging out with the boys, and then what happens is, like, not even 20 minutes into it, you're in the back door getting out of the club or the bar because you just got to go home. Like, you just wanted to show your face and get out. That's what our Mordell did essentially to those guys. And, you know, this is just a one epic comedy of errors that has been happening since they've been reinstated into the league. And this is just another star in that crown, whatever you want to call it. And I don't blame those guys at all. I keep saying that. But, I mean, really, you got to give yourself some good laughs, man. And I just feel for them. And I hope that for next year, what would I do if I was a Cleveland Brown fan? What if I was an owner? I'd probably blow everything up, to be honest with you. I couldn't have the coach. As much as Hugh Jackson has done a good job, he did actually in Cincinnati as an offensive coordinator, I just couldn't keep him there. I have to just do everything from scratch. You'd have to. And whomever you have in there, you got to make sure you instill a culture, a consistent culture. It's like John Gruden, you know, being signed over in Oakland for 10 years. That's how you have to go about doing it. Wherever you hedge your bets on, you have to make sure that they have the time and they are a product that you could believe in. And I think that's the problem that you have right now in Cleveland. It's like they don't have anybody. They're trying to play money ball. They're trying to bring, you know, Harvard, you know, Ivy League grads in there, and nothing has worked. At the end of football is football. It's kind of like, you know, I put the equivalent to like, and I don't mean this in any disrespect, but you know how in the mafia movies, you have all these guys that try to legitimize the business, but at the end, they're all goons. They don't want to legitimate, you know, they don't want to be legitimate. They just want to do some dirty, grimy work in the streets. That's what they want to do, and they want to make money doing it. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to get some football people, really diehard football people, into that program, into that team, and run it, man, from the top down. I mean, look at Jacksonville. They brought in Tom Coughlin. Look what's happened this year. Playoffs. Now, granted, they had the players, but, you know, it takes people from the top down, and it's not guaranteed every time because Parcells was over in Miami, and they couldn't turn it around. I mean, they did good, but they couldn't take that next step that those fans over there in Miami want to have for their team or expect. So, yeah, I think Cleveland, man, you just need to just blow that thing up, do a minnow. What I typically do in fantasy is like when I'm 1-4, 1-5, my season's done, I'm blowing that thing up. Why am I going to hold on to that team? You know? And I almost got hung for it this year. But Cleveland, you hang in there. I know as a Bucks fan, I'm rooting for you guys. I want you guys to do well. I mean, this parade really makes me like a closeted Cleveland Browns fan. You know, rest in peace to Marty. I know I talked about him before, but he was a big Cleveland fan. And, you know, I know how much it hurt him when Modell left, took that team. So, yeah, man, you guys, man, hang in there, Cleveland. We got your back.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland!